The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
When I went to Greer Forwarding Center, Mike, they said, hey, come check out Retail 2.0. And I went, what in the world are you talking about Retail 2.0? Well, I'm telling you, go check it out. You'll see it and you'll say, man, now that's innovative. That's great. You get the very best when it comes to your products. You get them, you go in this high-tech deal inside there, and they'll show you what your floors can look like. You scan on it, you get the pros and cons, and you get the how it's made and how it's installed and what it all looks like. And you got these consultants to do a great job for you. So in Greer Flooring Center and Easley, right across from Toyota of Easley, over in Greer, go by and see these good folks. They'll take care of you, and you're going to absolutely love it. It's Greer Flooring Center. Our great friends can help you out. And the warranty on the back end of it's awesome. Do their Google reviews and see what people say about them. When it comes to flooring, one place to get in the upstate is Greer Flooring Center. A quick check of this, Mike, and I'll give you the final numbers on this after these phone calls. The Greenville Drive have 29 front office employees. I think I'm right by saying, like, the Braves have, like, 300 to 400.
Oh, yeah. And when you mentioned it a minute ago, I was thinking 25 to 30. So I was pretty
you're right.
close.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So that's where what that looks like. Let's get to some phone calls. I have some NFL draft stuff. The NFL draft was amazing. Now Josh Williams is under the weather, so no Josh today. So I'll have to do the old NFL draft stuff. We'll do it in this segment. Let's get some telephone stuff here. 654 Roar. Hey, good morning,
how you doing?
Delvin.
Man, doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about the big news of the day or the draft last night. The Green Bay Packers actually took a receiver in the first round.
I know. I'm sure.
The biggest news of the night.
If you were Aaron Rodgers, you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I don't play there anymore. Why are you doing this? But they did, yeah. And I think they got a good player. His stock rose, by the way. We're talking about when the Packers got Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. His stock rose.
I'm actually joking for you, but it being the biggest news of the night. I think biggest news of the night was Jacksonville trading up and Shador not getting drafted in the first round.
But now, on the Golden stuff, though, remember, Rodgers always wanted help and never got help, and they act like that was a big deal. But, yeah, and it was in Lambeau Field. To be honest with you, I was watching Clemson baseball at the time, and I went to bed. How did the fans react? Did you watch it when Golden was picked by the Packers?
They let Mark Murphy do it. He's the CEO of the Packers. This is last year, and they let him announce the pick. And he said for the first time in 22 years – the Green Bay Packers are actually taking a route to see what he said.
Well, and Golden's a guy, like, I am, Golden's about, like, a half of this first round to me. In that, if Golden makes it, I would not be surprised to see Matthew Golden in a Pro Bowl and Matthew Golden playing 10 years in the league. On the other side of it, I would not be surprised if Matthew Golden doesn't get a second contract. He's a lot like a lot of these guys in the right system, with the right, you know, staying healthy. There's a lot to like. There's an awful lot to like, but there's also a question mark or two, and his is like a size issue. He's 5'11", he's 190 pounds. I like him. I think he can be a really good player, but he's not a can't-miss guy by any stretch. Matter of fact, I don't know if there's a can't-miss guy out there. But was he the third best wide receiver? Or, you know, fourth best if you count Travis Hunter as a wide receiver. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So they kind of I don't know if that's a reach or not. That feels about the right number to me. But he can be a great player, or he could be a bust. And I think you can say that about half that one. I feel good about Travis Hunter. I feel good about Abdul Carter. I feel good about Mason Graham. Ash and Jinty. I think these guys, the Panthers had an interesting one in Tet McMillan. But McMillan's another one. Like, would you be surprised if McMillan's a Pro Bowler? No. Would you be surprised if McMillan's is a bust or not what's as good as you think he is? I wouldn't be surprised by that. You know?
No. Yeah, but I think the two big talking points are Jacksonville trading up and
yes,
and Shadur not getting drafted. I mean, what did we hear all week? Oh, Jacksonville, we want Ashton Jen. And everybody talking about Ashton Jen, and then boom, came out of nowhere and got Travis Hunter.
Boy, Travis Etienne kind of breathed a sigh of relief last night that they got Hunter rather than Jenty. Hunter is a great value here. Now, they gave up a lot for him, but Jacksonville needs help at corner and at wide receiver. I am going to be fascinated to see how he is used there. From a defensive standpoint, they need a shutdown corner. I think that might be his best position. But on the other side of it, they got to have help and playmaking ability to help out an offense that really has struggled all of that. I to me, the one criticism I have is I'm not sure I take a top 10 tight end like the Bears did. But if I did, I would have certainly have gone Tyler Warren rather than Colson Loveland at 10. I think Tyler Warren's a better football player than Colson Loveland.
Yeah, I bet the Colts are smiling, boy.
Yeah, the Colts kind of he kind of fell in their lap. I think Tyler Warren's a top 10 talent that fell to 14. And the other thing is, and I was right about this, is that there's value now on interior offensive linemen. Tyler Booker went 12 to Alabama. Gray Zabel went 18 to the Seahawks. And Donovan Jackson went 24 to the Vikings. We saw three interior offensive linemen drafted last night in the first round. That just, in the old days, that wouldn't have happened. You go tackles instead, but there were eight offensive linemen. That was the number one position last night. Eight offensive linemen drafted last night.
That's all they talk about. What do you think about Shadur not getting drafted?
Not Justin shocked.
Justin Dart getting drafted over here in the first round.
Yeah, look, that would be a debate that we'll have for years down the road. Who's a better quarterback, Jackson Dart or Shadur Sanders? I don't blame the Giants for moving up. I don't blame the Giants for getting Jackson Dart. Remember, their room now with Russell Wilson and with Jamias, what that looks like now is a little bit different. Dart does not have to be rushed. Remember, maybe the greatest quarterback in Giant history, Phil Simms, he was not rushed. You know, he sat behind and waited his turn. So maybe Dart waits his turn. Dart is a lot like I keep saying about these guys. Dart's got a lot of skill set. There's a lot of tools in his toolbox. But there's also a lot of question marks with him.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You got four quarterbacks in the quarterback room. One of
them's
not going to make it.
Yeah. I think the three we know, Winston and Russell and Dart, that's how you kind of got to invest in there a little bit. But I don't mind the pick. I don't think that was a bad pick.
I think the good thing you say for Shadur Sanders is that if he goes out and ball out, he don't got to worry about a fifth-year option. He would get paid earlier than Jackson Dart he'd be a second-round pick. He'll be a second-round pick in the fourth. He won't get a fifth-year. You know, a fifth-year option, you got to wait to get paid. He won't have to wait to get paid.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you who I like. I like what the Eagles did by getting Jahad Campbell at number 31. I know it's at a position that's not a high position needing the first round. I like that. I told you I love Malachi Starks, and you know, the Ravens have had some great safeties in their day. I think this guy's going to fit right in. I thought the Falcons – what the Falcons did by going two edge rushers in the first round, that was very, very interesting because they have not had a pass rush in years in Atlanta.
And they gave up a first-round pick.
Yeah, they ended up doing that. I don't like 16 and 17, Warren Nolan and Shamir Stewart. I think one of those guys could end up being a bust of that. I thought Abuka was a safe pick by Tampa. I'm a little surprised that Brown – The Texas corner fell all the way to 20 through some of that. But there was some, you know, it was an interesting draft, first round part of it. So.
And Will Johnson falling out the first round, too.
Yeah. See, but we were right on that one, too. Now I'm wrong about a lot of stuff. I was right about Johnson, too. That's an injury. When he could have played but didn't play against Ohio State, I think a lot of people said, wait a minute, man. This is Ohio State and Michigan. Find a way, you know? Because if you're the Steelers and we're playing a division rival, man. You better find a way. We're gonna get you healthy somehow, some way. You got to get in the football game.
Now I'm gonna see. It's interesting to see what Shadur do with the Cleveland taking with the third pick.
Yeah.
Start our second round.
So Cleveland needs one. They've got two picks, by the way. They got two of the first four picks today. So you might see him go that route. If not, he won't make it past the eighth pick of the second round. That's where the Saints are. I think you can see him being a Brown or a Saint pretty easy in those top eight picks.
Because Pittsburgh don't got no second round pick.
Yeah. The Steelers had an interesting quarterback situation now. We'll see.
Yeah, they got Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Right. A South Carolina native. We'll see. But that was the Harmon, the Oregon pick. That's an interesting pick. I'm not sold. We'll see. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah. Like I said, Jacksonville just – I think when Jacksonville made a trade, I think everybody was just like thrown out of whack a little bit, man. Cause
it was.
Nobody
it
saw
was.
That coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't blame the Browns for trading down. They got a good football player. They got other picks. I like kind of like what the Browns did. I like what both teams did. I thought the Jags and the Browns kind of won that trade, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm like this on the Jags and the Falcons. You better hope your team is good next year because you gave up a first-round pick.
Yeah, yeah, first-round picks. Those are valuable commodities, no doubt. Dale, appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Right,
thanks an awful lot. Let me get Snaphook in here, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mr. Butler. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
I like the Will Campbell pick from the Pats. That was a solid left tackle. I mean, that three-year starter from LSU, you could tell that. I mean, Drake May running for his life all season. I think we were 31st in pass protection. So a three-year starter from LSU who really made Nussmeier look better than what he is. Hey, I'll take it.
There's only one issue with Will Campbell, and that's short arms. Let me see if I'm wrong saying this. He has 32 7/8-inch arms, which is concerning. There are only two starting left tackles in the NFL right now with arms of 33 inches or less. So the short arm deal, and you talk about punch and keeping guys away from you a little bit, man, that might not be a factor. Look, he's a great athlete. He runs well, jumps well. He's got some twitchiness to him at that size of frame. He's a good athlete. Got a great frame on him, except for the arm length. But look. I might have gone Banks if you go offensive lineman, but I don't have a huge problem there. And Campbell could play a long time in this league.
Yeah, I just question whether he's going to be a immediate starter, impact player, or there might be a little bit of development there. You know how elite NFL pass rush is.
I might have traded down. I don't know if there's a trading partner last night, but I'm not sure. Again, I like Will Campbell. But I'm not sure you might could have traded down. Like, Banks went ninth. The other tackles, the next tackle to go off the board was Connelly Jr. from Oregon went 29th. So, and then Josh Simmons from Ohio State went 32. It was not a great tackle board. The kid from Missouri went seventh. So you had three of the top nine, but only five in the first round. Wasn't a great board last night, but I do like him better than Missouri kid. I'm not sure I like him better than the Texas guy. The Texas guy was hurt too, though. Banks was hurt a lot. So, right. We'll see. We'll see. But trade down a little bit, I think, maybe.
Does Hunter play wide receiver corner for Jacksonville?
Yes.
Or yes? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was listening to highlights what everybody was saying, and I'm listening to Nick Saban because I think I'm gonna punt on other analysts, but I'm going to listen to Saban. And Saban talks about that lockdown corner. Now, to be fair, Saban's a defensive guy. And to be fair, Saban's a secondary guy. But he talked about the value of a lockdown. I think that's like 51% corner, 49% wide receiver. The other thing, too, is you can have an impact in the game. You can game plan to a wide receiver. In other words, if he plays 15 snaps at wide receiver and 50 snaps at corner, the game plan you can build around the 15 snaps like you can the 50 snaps. To have an impact at corner, you know, you need to be out there a little more consistently. Whereas on the 15 plays, if I can get him to touch it five times on the 15 plays, then I can game plan a little bit of that. So my guess is corner first with some spot duty, third down guy maybe, or, you know, goal line, crucial game, late fourth quarter guy maybe. I don't think he could do it like he did at Colorado and play 120 snaps over 18, 19 games in the NFL. That won't happen. But so I would say maybe more snaps at corner than wide receivers, I guess.
Got it. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you, Snap. Appreciate the phone call. Got a couple of minutes here. Hal's been hanging on. Good morning, Hal. Thanks for hanging on and being patient with me. How you doing?
Pretty good. I find myself currently wishing that back in the day over when there was a Monday night game at Lambeau Field, I was wishing I would have to seen Howard Cosell's Wills, Don Meredith, and Frank Gifford pedal their bicycles to Lambeau Field. That's become a tradition at training camp, and that's what happened last night at the start of the draft. Some Packer players and former Packers and Roger Goodell was pedaling a bicycle too.
Yeah, that's that deal, and the kids get involved in it and see all that stuff. And, that's a pretty cool deal. And the city of Green Bay is cool, and Lambeau's kind of cool. I've never been there. I've got some friends that go every year that talk about the quaintness of it. And it's a kind of cool tradition to see. I thought it went over – again, I didn't watch a lot of it. I was watching Clemson baseball more. But it seemed like it went over pretty well last night for the most part.
You didn't watch the whole draft or what?
No, I was watching Clemson baseball get pounded – and then watching the ticker across the bottom of who was getting, you know, the picks. So that was easy for me. The information was who the players are, but the game to me was Clemson. But it wasn't I didn't see Clemson getting run over by NC State last night the way they did.
But anyway, if I had to plan to go to Green Bay, it better be during the around September while it's still not too bad. I mean, I don't want to go there during the month of January when.
No.
When there's a chance I get frostbitten in the heartbeat.
Yeah, I ain't going in January, buddy. I can tell you that. We are not going in January. I might take my son one day, but it won't be in January, Drake. I can tell you that for sure. Yeah, that's a harsh, harsh winter. Hal, appreciate it, man. Have a great day. Topdressing.com. I'm on the website right now. The top dressing, the core aeration, the overseed stuff they can do. Right now, none of that's going on with the overseed's not going on because Zoysia and Bermuda owners, it's time to pop, man. It's time to go. It is go time. So ask and see if they can come out. Use their 20 years of experience to give you a great-looking lawn and to get this thing jumping and hopping for you right now. Bermuda and Zoysia, you're going to see a dark green, smooth, consistent lawn. It's going to be the envy of your neighborhood. You can stripe that thing up and let people come by and kind of be the wow factor. Man, look at some of these awesome lawns. Look at what they do and this awesome equipment, too. I was fascinated by the equipment like when they brought it out to my house. You're going to love our great friends over at topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. Get a free quote today. 888-850-1850. 888-850-1850 or topdressing.com. Good folks, great product. And, Mike, it is, you're out in your yard and people notice in your yard a little bit and you kind of stick your chest out a little bit and say, yeah, this is mine, even though it's not your doing. It's a good decision you made by hiring the good folks at topdressing.com. Short break. No, Josh Williams, he's under the weather. So we'll continue to talk more about the NFL draft, the Clemson baseball deal from last night, anything on your mind. Phone lines open, text lines open. Much more to this.
This basketball season, when your favorite stars score buckets, we're alley-ooping you an opportunity to win money from watching sports with Underdog. To play, it's simple. You choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats, like points, assists, rebounds, and much, much more. You can play with as little as a dollar, and if you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money just by knowing hoops. It's amazing. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players, including yours truly. Right now, download the Underdog app and sign up now using the promo code OOB to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with promo code OOB. Claim that special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Must be 18 plus and present in state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Setting the standard for great Mexican food, El Jimador Restaurants in Anderson and Clemson has introduced a new menu with something for everyone. Whether it's El Jimador Elegante on Clemson Boulevard or El Jimador on Highway 81, your choice for Mexican food at lunch and dinner has never been better. You can ask your server how you eat free with an El Jimador frequent diner or beverage card. Welcoming new and old faces alike, discover the spectacular food at El Jimador, two locations in Anderson and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Every lottery ticket purchase keeps education in our state moving forward. In fact, the lottery has raised more than $200 million for state school buses to get our students to school safely every day. Then, the lottery helps those students go even further in their education by funding the Life, Hope, and Palmetto Fellow Scholarships. So remember, when you play the lottery, you're keeping South Carolina students on the road to success. Learn more at sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Discover unbeatable value at East Main Furniture, where quality meets affordability. Right now, take advantage of our Queen and King mattress closeout. Enjoy unbelievably low prices on both single-sided and double-sided mattresses. But don't wait. Hurry in for the best selection available. Whether you're upgrading or outfitting a new space, our deals are too good to miss. Visit the store today at 829 East Main Street easily and transform your sleep experience. East Main Furniture, where your home dreams come true.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hite from 9 a.m. to noon, as always. Special Friday show. After the NFL draft, everyone's favorite team is going to have a new player. Everyone's favorite team is probably going to make a move they agree with and disagree with. We will do our best to unpack all of it and preview the Clemson baseball series on the horizon this upcoming weekend from 9 a.m. to noon. We look forward to hearing from you. And as always, 654-ROAR is the number. Can't wait for this show on Friday.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Six sports minds playing with powerful toys.
He's got some tools.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say,
am I right? Found a better way. Am I right, Michael Vaughn, that that is Glenn Campbell?
That is the one and the only Glenn Campbell.
All right. I think I'm right by saying this. I saw a video a few months ago, and it was Glenn Campbell, and I'm going to tell you, the guy was shredding a guitar. And I had never seen it before, and I always knew, like, Glenn Campbell was someone like my grandma would watch, and, you know, he was just like this. I had no idea that this guy was that talented.
He was amazing. And I put him in the category of guys like Roy Clark.
Roy Clark was this banjo demon, but he also played guitar too.
Yeah, and Jerry Reed. Oh, Jerry man. Reed could
Reed was
wail
that talented?
On the guitar. Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
I know you're not a big fan of Jerry Reed. But
I just find Jerry Reed a little corny.
He could wail on the guitar.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, man, those guys are very, very, very talented. I'm going to shock you with this. And I'm the only person listening to this show right now that cares about this.
I bet there's a few more out there in radio land.
I guarantee you there's not five people. And if you're going, why are you spending your time doing something nobody cares about? I'm going to tell you a sporting event I'm going to watch this weekend, Mike. The LPGA Chevron Championship is this weekend.
Yeah.
That's their first major of the year. And in shocking fashion yesterday, Nelly Korda shot 77. She's 5 over par. She's 12 shots behind right now at the end of the first round. And we won't see her around for the weekend, doesn't look like. But I'll watch a little of the – now I won't watch all of it or anything, but the Chevron at the Woodlands in Texas, the Chevron, the very first LPGA majors this weekend. I'm sure I'm the only person right now in the upstate that's going to be watching that one.
Well, Mickey, there's another women's golfer that we got to hear an update on real quick because she achieved something this week. Tell us about Miss Rahl.
Well, Isabella Rahl and her teammate Melania, they got invited individuals to the NCAA regionals. The Clemson team didn't make it this year. They're ranked like 30th, but they played such a difficult schedule. You got to be 500. In other words, you got to beat more than teams than you lost to throughout the year, and scheduling was tough, and so they didn't play as well as they could have. So the team's not going, but as an individual, she's going.
That's awesome and amazing too, because she came back from injury, had surgery, came back from injury, and has achieved this great feat here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
good stuff. All right, my friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They're going into your homes right now. If you need a new unit, they've got the Armstrong units that's made right here in Orangeburg. It's one of the top units in the world. You're going to love those. If you need them to come in and tune up your unit and to make sure that it runs more efficiently, they'll take care of that for you. Maybe get you a little lower power bill. Who knows? Maybe last longer. Who knows? They can inspect all of your duct system and make sure all that's cleaned out and make sure they get you a good deal going with all that. And then they can do your mold detection. I've got a thing called AirGuard.pro. It's a great app, and it's equipment that comes in. And so my home right now, I'm proud to report that we don't have any mold issues, but you don't want mold issues. So one thing to talk about is humidity. They always talk about air quality. It's not just getting the temperature right, and that's part of it, but it's to getting the better air in your home. Think about it. Our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Let me go over a couple of quick notes, and then I've got some text to get to. Cam Ward might be a great one. I don't know. I think he's a better athlete than people realize. I think he's going to be a threat in the run game a little bit. He's big enough, strong enough. He's very patient. I wonder how that parlays to the NFL. It would not surprise me if Cam Ward is very successful in Tennessee. It would also not surprise me if he's Jamarcus Russell 2.0. There's a lot in there, and we'll see. I think Hunter's a great pick. I get asked a couple more times on our quest, talked about too. What would you play him as more? I think he's probably – I'd play him both ways, but I would certainly he'd get a lot of cornerback snaps from me. Might have a big impact on both sides, but you know, the snap-wise would be more cornerback. Abdul Carter was a good safe pick. I know the late injury, but that was a safe pick. Campbell, again, the arm length was an issue a little bit. Mason Graham, the guy that had two last names. Graham is he's a terrific athlete inside, run stopper. But he could rush the passer from inside too. Not a bad pick. I like that the Browns moved down, got other picks there. Genty is – you don't normally take running backs in the first round. Genty is a difference maker. I think he'll do a really good job for the Raiders. That's a safe pick to me. Membo, the offensive tackle from Missouri to the Jets. I'm not crazy about that one. I think he's a good player, but and he's got a lot of tools. Someone said, why would the Panthers draft McMillan with the eighth pick? I'm not sure McMillan is eighth pick worthy, and I'm not sure that you could have maybe traded down, find a trade partner in the low teens maybe to get something there. But let's face it. Bryce Young, if he is the guy in moving forward, they've got to have more weapons. And McMillan is, he's 6'4 and 220. And a 50-50 guy and over the middle of the field. And great hand. I like him a lot as a player. And they need playmakers. You know, this offense was atrocious. So I don't mind that pick at all. I like the Banks pick. My injuries were a factor there with Saints, but I think the Saints did a good job. I think he's a plug-and-play tackle. I was not crazy about Colston Loveland at tight end. First, I'm not sure I'm drafting a tight end in the top 10 picks unless it's Brock Bowers. Secondly, I felt like that Tyler Warren was a better tight end, but the Bears kind of reach a little bit with the Michigan tight end. I think that San Francisco and Mikael Williams, I think that's a bad pick. Now, the ceiling is there, Mike. The ceiling, this guy, he looks like Zeus. Like, he looks awesome. He's how you draw it up in a Madden game. But the production on the field was not. And I have a lot of problems there. Tyler Booker's a good, safe pick at guard for the Cowboys at number 12. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan, too. It's pretty clear to me. I thought Graham was a better pick than Grant, but Grant at 13 might be a little better value than Graham at 5 with the two Michigan tackles. Love Tyler Warren at 14. I thought the Colts did a great job there. I love Jalen Walker at 15. From Georgia. A, the Falcons hadn't drafted any Georgia players. Now they do. B, they get pass rushers. And Pierce and Walker, at least one of those guys is going to work out. And the Panthers, I mean, I should say the Falcons got a much better pass rush when it's all said and done. I don't like the Nolan or Stewart picks. I think that both of them are kind of me guys. I don't know. Look, I do love what the Seahawks did with Zabel. When you watched him in the Pro Bowl, he might have helped himself as much as any player in the Pro Bowl. He's probably going to play guard in Seattle, but turn on that guy's highlight tape. And we don't watch a lot of North Dakota State football, but you turn on Gray Zabel's tape, and it looks like Pro Bowl, man. Like, it looks like plug and play. Athleticism is there. Gray Zabel, if you've never seen him play, do yourself a favor this morning. Get the little YouTube and watch Gray Zabel. That's a football player, and that's an athlete. And, you know, the question was, going from North Dakota State, how would he hold up like at the Pro Bowl? Well, he was dominant at the Pro Bowl. I'm not in Pro Bowl, the Senior Bowl. Dominant. And I love that value there, his versatility there, because I do think he could kick out and play tackle. Man, that's a great, great pick there. With the 19th pick, the Bucs getting Abuka, that's a safe pick. He's a professional. He'll do a good job for him. I don't think he's going into the Bucs Hall of Fame, and I don't think he's going to be in the Professional Football Hall of Fame, and I don't think he's going to be a difference maker, Pro Bowler every year kind of guy. But I do think it's very safe at 19. It runs professional routes. He's not it's not a great toolsy kind of thing, but route running and playmaking and all that, and responsibility wise and all, I think that's a good safe pick at 19.
Mickey, back to the Falcons for a second. Do you think with adding Walker and Pierce that eases some of the thoughts from the fans about losing Grady Jarrett? They'll feel a little bit better about this defensive squad.
Yeah, but they've not had pass rush there in a long time. So you doubled up, right? You know that double mint gum or whatever. We have those double point commercials on the station. They just said, you know, the hit rate, these guys are going to be about 50-50. We're going to get a great pass rusher. Hopefully you get two, but you can get at least one because one of those guys is going to hit. Harmon, the defensive tackle from Oregon going to Pittsburgh, solid pick. I don't have a problem either way with that one. That's about slotted about right. I think the Chargers got a steal in Amarian Hampton at 22. He's not as good as Jenty, but, man, he's right there next door. He's more toolsy than Jenty is. Golden at Texas. We talked about that from Green Bay. Green Bay didn't normally pick wide receivers. Golden is – he can go either way for me. I understand it. Donovan Jackson, another guard taken at 24. Got no problem with that. Dart is one at 25. I get the pick. I don't mind the pick. And because you got Russell Wilson and Winston and their experience, you can afford to bring Jackson Dart along slowly. Jackson Dart's got a lot of tools in his toolbox. There are some things missing from it. Can you develop that? But you have time to develop that. I already talked about Pierce going to Atlanta. I am absolutely 100% head over heels for Malachi Starks and the Ravens. The Ravens, a long-time safety program, organizations had great safety play through the years. This fits right in, and a high-character guy. You're going to love Malachi Starks if you're a Ravens fan. Ohio State defensive tackle, Talik Williams. I get it. To me, there's not a ton of difference in someone like a Harmon and a Williams, and we'll have to see who won those kind of things. Josh Connerly from Oregon, the offensive tackle. Well, he looked good throughout most of last season. I thought he got exposed a little bit in a couple of those big time games, but it's a position of need. I'm not sure he's a plug and play guy. We'll see. Maxwell Harrison, the cornerback from Kentucky, one of the few corners taken in that first round. That's a surprise. Normally, corner's a big deal. And if Hunter is not a full time corner, that's the number one corner in the draft. I love Jihad Campbell with the Eagles. Congratulations, Faxon. It's a great pick, a value at 31. And then Josh Simmons at Ohio State, offensive tackle. There's not a lot of difference in Connelly and Simmons and some of those late first-round offensive tackles. So today we'll have Will Johnson maybe, Shedeur Sanders maybe. Cleveland will have that next pick, but we'll see what comes out of the second round of it. There's some good football players. I didn't like the traditional first round talent there. I thought there's about maybe 8 to 10 really, really not can't miss guys, but feel good guys there. I did not like the depth of the first round, but I do like the depth of rounds 2, 3, and 4, and I would have traded down an awful lot to get some of these guys now. So we'll talk about some of those guys coming back. Maybe in our next hour. We got a lot to do coming up though. I do want to tell you about the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. We love the Patterson Tax Service. They do a terrific job for us. Patterson Tax Service is amazing. When it comes to getting your taxes done, you got to get them done by next Thursday. If you live in South Carolina, parts of North Carolina, parts of Georgia, parts of Florida, so get that done. Get your taxes done. Don't have to file the extension. If you do file it, they'll take care of it for you. It's our great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289, and do what I did. Talk to them about tax planning when you're in there and set that meeting up for May, June, or July. We'll take a break, Mike. We'll come back. We've got a couple of different outdoors things going on. So we'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fish report, and then we've got the Big Bass Tournament this weekend on Lake Hartwell, and then Roy Philpott will join us in our third hour. We've got a busy, busy time coming up. Much more when you come back right after this.
If the amazing regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics provided relief for former pro football player Bobby Carpenter, imagine the potential for your aching joints.
So my knee had been bothering me for a while. I played football for a number of years. I looked at, talking to some doctors, what I need to potentially have surgery. And I decided, hey, let's check out QC Kinetics. I go in there and they look at the knee. Hey, here's the program that we can put you through.
That treatment takes your body's own healing properties and concentrates them at the root of the pain. No surgery or downtime.
The best part was there's no recovery. And so one day I felt like, hey, this feels like my old self again. I feel better. It's helped me. It's helped my dad. Hopefully it will help you in the same way. My message to them is do not wait. So you can go out and play golf and do the things that you love and enjoy.
Take it from Bobby Carpenter. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
The time has changed, the weather continues to warm, and Ingles Markets has everything you need for that backyard barbecue. Daja here, inviting you to shop your local Ingles Market for fresh flowers to accent your table, locally grown fruits and vegetables to add to any meal, and great choices on meats and seafood for lunch, dinner, picnics, and more. Remember Ingles Pharmacy for your family's healthcare needs and use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel. Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Did you pack on a few extra pounds this winter? It's time to shed that winter weight with our GLP-1 weight loss plans from Low Country Mail. Whether it's all that Valentine's chocolate or the seasonal slowdown, we've got the solution. Get rid of that dad bod fast with half off your first 2 months of semaglutide weight loss therapy. Shed those extra pounds, curb cravings, and lose up to 15% body weight with GLP-1s like semaglutide at lowcountrymail.com. Lose the weight and feel your best at lowcountrymail.com.
Now is the time to get your porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint, Summer Classics, Brizesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. Take advantage of special seasonal prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Delivery and setup is always available at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Greenville FCA is hosting a golf tournament Monday, April 28th at Pebble Creek Golf Club to raise money to help support its mission. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with a shotgun start at 9:30. There are over $20,000 in prizes and gifts on hand, and all players can participate in a silent auction. There's still some room available for groups if you want to play, and sponsorship packages are available at all levels. For more on how you can be a part of this fun and important day, go to the web at upstatescfca.org.
The Mickey Filer Show, forming the Upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
My baby, she's Alabama. Dixieland delight. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Valley Beverage Solutions. They've got all the solutions for you, for your business, for your break room, all the teas, all the coffees, all the waters. You want those employees happy. You don't want them complaining about that. You don't. One thing you don't want is Stanley back there complaining. You know? You don't want... and Stanley's going to complain about anything, doing his crossword puzzles. But you can't have unhappy employees about your break room stuff. Get it done right. All the leasing stuff, all the equipment stuff, they'll take care of you. All your waters and all that will be taken care of. And ask about the private label bottled water and all their sizes. They do a great job of that. This is a family-owned company now for almost 40 years doing it right. They're going to help you out. It's our great friends over at Valley Beverage Solutions. Their website says it all. See what the Google reviews say. See about all their products and all the things, the services that can help you out and take it easy and put that one to bed. It's valleybeverage.com, valleybeverage.com. This segment brought to you by our great friends over at ReedyLandCo.com, and Jonathan Montz is here to talk a little Dovefield planning. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I am great. I know that you are the planning expert. Are you also the dove hunting expert among the fellows there at Reedy Lanco?
I would say I know how to hunt them. I don't know how to shoot them. I think a lot of us fall in that category.
Yeah, because I got some dove hunting questions for you a little bit later on. But among the things that I have learned so much about my friends that do this, it is a labor of love. It's a lot of hard work in planting dove fields, but man, so many guys love getting on the tractor, getting out there and working their land and being out and the outdoors part of it. So it's not really working your field. It's a labor of love your field, but tell us about what we need to do as far as planting those dove fields.
Yeah, absolutely. So you kind of hit the nail on the head. It can, usually dove fields can go one or two ways. You can make them very simple. You can just kind of wing it, and you know, the doves may very well like that just as much, or you know, more times often than not, it can be a very complicated process. And you know, you have real pretty sunflowers, you know, come toward the end of the summer, and that's when you want to take all your photos. Everything looks nice and pretty and all that stuff. So in order to make it look like that, it does take a lot of work and a lot of time. And you know, the overall goal, no matter what method you use, is to just naturally produce seeds that doves will enjoy, and a nice clean field, clean ground. So doves like nice soft dirt. You know, they don't like a lot of debris and stuff laying on the ground. They have real tender feet. So the overall goal is just to, you know, provide them with something that is going to attract them and you know, enjoy the process at the same time. Now generally, when it comes to, you know, your different types of plants, what you're trying to grow, your most popular is going to be sunflower, corn, or millet, or maybe some type of combination of those three. you know, I really enjoy talking about Duffield, so I'll try to keep this short and sweet this morning. But you generally have a couple different types of sunflowers. You have what's called your clear fields, which is what you can spray some herbicides on top of those specific herbicides, and it will kill the weeds, but it won't kill the sunflower. And then you have what's called a paradovic sunflower, and it's a little bit more budget friendly. There's only a select few types of herbicides that you can spray on that, and so it's a little bit easier route for some folks. And then of course you have corn, and then a few different types of millet depending on what you want to grow. And right now is a great time to start planting for your sunflower and your corn. Generally, I say mid-April to mid-May is a great time to go ahead and plant corn and sunflower. It's in South Carolina, we have a little bit of a window of trying to catch the end of your spring rains before we're, you know, just really just crossing our fingers for some summertime weather patterns to roll through and just kind of save the day. But at the same time, you don't want to plant too early because it's still kind of cold. You don't want to plant when the soil temperature is too cold, because then your seed won't grow either. So it's kind of about a month or maybe a month and a half window where it's kind of that sweet spot. And then if you're planting millet, you can usually wait till maybe June or July, depending on what type of variety of millet you're doing. And it's a little bit easier to grow as well. And then, what you got, Mick?
I didn't know we had soft feet, so I'm learning something now.
That's right. We try to serve up a meal on a silver platter for them. So we try to make it nice and easy for them, nice and attractive. And then of course we've also got some herbicides. So once again, if you're trying to make it as pretty as can be for your pictures or just to have a good time with the dove, there's specific herbicides such as your pre-emergence and your post-emergence herbicides that will reduce the weeds and just only, have what you're trying to grow actually growing.
All right, several questions here. First and foremost, the experience level needed, the expertise level needed. I guess you're probably experienced enough that you can see that, probably walk on a dove field and tell, you know, just how good, how skilled that person is. Experience, like anything else, is a big factor there. If you're inexperienced, what do you need to know? Who can you consult? What can you learn in the first few times of doing this?
Each property is always going to be a little different. Each field is always going to have a different weed that even if a guy 2 miles down the road has the same situation, they could have, a different types of weeds growing. Some of it, if you're not familiar with your property, you're not familiar with your field, it could be a little bit of trial and error for the first couple of years. And, just expect it to be, a little head scratching maybe every now and then. There's plenty of resources online. There's plenty of even like just Facebook groups of folks that are, your weekend warriors all the way up to, everyday farmers that are doing stuff. And they're, super, super helpful on, just providing general feedback on, what worked and what didn't. And, sometimes knowing what doesn't work is even better than knowing what does, because you don't, end up wasting a lot of time and money on stuff that, wasn't going to be good for you in the first place. So there's a lot of resources. If somebody wants to reach out to myself, I'm more than happy to talk with them on a few pointers. You called me an expert. I don't know if I want to be called an expert, but I definitely enjoy it and definitely have a passion, and I'm always learning every day.
All right, now here's my dove hunting part of it. And I've been dove hunting, and I didn't shoot anything, kill anything, because that's a pretty fast bird. I have several questions about dove hunting. Is that the hardest target to hit? Because it's not a big bird and it's a pretty fast bird. And the other part of it is like, you're not shooting doves. I mean, if they're flying in, like a lot of times you're shooting a steel rabbit or a steel duck or a steel buck. But for the most part, are we shooting birds that are flying more, or are we shooting a dove when it's on the ground? I've never seen one on the ground shot. I didn't kill one, but am I right saying this is a pretty tough hunt, right? A pretty tough shot at least.
It is. And, they're not flying consistently in one direction at one speed. They're constantly dipping and diving. They're going up and down. They're changing speed. It is a skill for sure. And it can definitely make a expert marksman, at a skeet shooting course, look like his first day holding the gun, depending on how they're flying that day. So it's definitely a challenge. And I think, that's what attracts a lot of folks is just the excitement. And, dove hunting in general is really just a nice social a nice social event. You know, typically you're, you know, eating lunch, and then you go out and hunt in the afternoon, and you know, it's a great way just to catch up with folks, because you know, it's not like deer hunting where you maybe just have yourself or maybe just one other person sitting still for a few hours. I mean, it's, you know, you can have multiple folks hunting on the same field, and you know, have, you know, another buddy sitting next to you and chit chatting, you know, and you don't have to whisper or anything like that. So it is a little bit different style of hunting, and it's, you know, it's a very enjoyable time.
With that said, am I right? I see videos of dove hunters, right? And they're shooting these, you know, these birds out of the sky. Doves you don't shoot them when they're on the ground, do you? When they're just sitting there, do they ever just sit there?
You try not to give them a chance to
right.
sit down.
Right.
You know, usually they're coming over a tree line or something like that. And if you got enough good shooters, they don't make it to the ground except right. permanently. But you know, I wouldn't say that it's illegal to do it. But I've never known anyone to do that.
What other hunting do we do where the animal is not stationary at times? I mean, you can shoot a running buck, right? But for the most part, you're not going to shoot a running buck, right? Am I right by that?
Right. Yeah. So typically, you're bird hunting, quail, pheasants, ducks, anything like that that's flying. You know, obviously they're moving. Yeah. Rabbits, you know, if they get jumped, then they're you know, going to be running, and typically, you know, you can get a good shot off of them when they're running. Just different animals like that.
All right. So, my next question then would be: what birds? What targets are we shooting that's smaller than a dove?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's not a big bird, man. Like a turkey.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think I can hit a turkey. You know, a slow on the ground turkey. And the other part of it is, like, the speed of it. There might be prey, I mean, things we're hunting that might be as fast. But my point is, through all that, like, it's a small target, it's moving, and it's fast. Like, this is a skill. This is the actual where.
That's right.
You know, some hunting, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a hunter, but, like, some hunting, the sport is the dog, right? And some hunting, the sport is in the setup or the prep and. Or how still you can be, or you know, your homework of like tracking it, whatever. But those aren't. It's not. I wouldn't think, depending on your range, but like, it's not hard to hit a big old huge 8-point buck compared to hitting a pretty fast little dove. And I know you got different shots in there, like you got, you know, the bird shot compared to, but that's a little bit different. It's a pretty big skill. The shooting part of it is a skill. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yep. All like right. I say, I mean, it can, you know, you can look like a true hero on the skeet course, and then, you know, once again, look like the first time you ever held a gun once you get on the dove field, because they're very unpredictable. They're flying up and down, side to side, dipping and diving constantly, and so it's pretty entertaining to see, you know, goodness, five or six guys shoot at a dove right flying across the field, and you know, it just keeps on going. You know, you might see him actually catch another gear, just accelerate. It's pretty entertaining sometimes.
Yeah, it's like Top Gun up there, man. And we're accelerating, going down. We're inverting. We're doing these flips. Anyway, but Tech said, Mickey, turkeys are fast. But, yeah, they're fast, but I don't think we're shooting moving turkey as much, maybe. I could be wrong about that. I've never been turkey hunting day of my life. So, anyway, I was on the site last night. In between the draft, in between Clemson getting drilled in baseball, I was on ReedyLanco.com. And, man, you've got some great listings. And I was doing some research about the company and the history and who all you got working with it. It's a great website. But tell us about some of the properties and some of the services and what you guys do over there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm with Reedy Land Co. You can check us out at ReedyLanco.com. So, all we do all day, every day, is helping folks buy and sell land. That's it. And we truly believe that we're the best at it, and we enjoy it. And we enjoy working with landowners all the time, walking their properties, understanding their wants, their needs. We've got some pretty cool stuff online. And actually, one thing I want to talk about this morning is just a listing that came up the other day this week on Lake Monticello, something not quite exactly in upstate, but something a little different over in Jenkinsville. This is a 4.5-acre waterfront property with your own cove, peninsula, and a little bit of a beach as well. It's 15 minutes off of I-26 and 35 minutes to Columbia, and you can check that out on our website, ReedyLandCove.com. Pretty cool piece over there.
I love it. I see your signs everywhere now. I'm alerted to them, so see it, but I see them, and I see some really cool properties I'd love to have to do that. It's ReedyLandCove.com. Jonathan, very informative stuff, man. Great stuff. Look forward to having you guys on next week. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next Friday.
Thank you so much, Mick. Have a good one.
You too. Did you know all that, Mike? Are you a dove hunter? It is social, right? Like you're out there. You can talk. Like some hunting, you got to be shh.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can communicate. Yeah, I love dove hunting. I've been dove hunting one time in the last 10 years.
How'd you do?
I was really good at using up some shells, Mickey. Really good at that.
Are shells expensive now? Because there was a time in there where they got pretty expensive, right?
Yeah, they're increasing. I think I killed 2 birds that day. So
that's 2 more than me, buddy.
But I had fun just getting out there and the pre and post hunt, hanging out with your buddies. That's all good stuff.
Yep. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. By the way, my great friends over at Prime Lending are saving you money when it comes to your next mortgage and refinancing or remodeling. They are buying a new home. They'll take care of it for you. Mark and his team he's assembled, their expertise really is amazing, and we love it. It's our great friends over at Prime Lending. You know, and sometimes in medical world, you get a second opinion. Well, in the mortgage industry, you need second, third, fourth opinions. So get with several companies. If one of them is Prime Lending, they'll separate themselves. They'll earn your business. You'll love it. It's our great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. 2238 said, this segment reminded me of Duck Hunt on Super Nintendo. I wasn't very good at that either. I'm just not a natural shot. Part of my problem is I'm right-eye dominant, but I shoot left-handed, and the gun's not set up right, and I can't do. I close one eye to open both eyes. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just terrible at all that. Mike, I've got some thoughts. Got a couple of clumps of baseball texts we'll get to. Some more NFL draft stuff we'll get to. So looking forward to doing both of those things. Got a bunch of texts to get to as far as all those are concerned. With that said, Josh Williams is out this week. Next week he'll be back. And, Mike, you know what we're going to talk about next week? One guess. Give you any guess.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes! Very good. The Kentucky Derby is next week. So we'll talk some Derby talk with him. Can't wait. When we come back, Neil Paul's going to join us. Got a big Bassmasters Elite Series coming up. We'll talk about it in hour number 3 right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.